Wheat dealers set up shop in NYC's Washington Square Park. By Nick Gilbertson on October 25, 2021. Marijuana dealers in New York City set up shop over the weekend in Manhattan's Washington Square Park in Greenwich Village. On October 23, five separate groups of marijuana dealers set up tables around the park's fountain that were covered with jars of marijuana and pre-rolled joints, the New York Post reports. Families, tourists, and New York University students roamed throughout the park as the merchants conducted their illegal businesses. One of the chiba vendors goes by the name Ghost and clued the New York Post in on his operation. "We're not supposed to, but we do it," Ghost told the Post. Ghost charged customers $20 for a pre-rolled joint and $30 for two pre-rolled J's and was selling a couple of different strains on Saturday, according to the Post. "My strains are Grenadine Purple, Himalayan Gold and OG Kush mixed as one blend," he told the outlet. "I kick all the shakes together, have a personal roller roll them up, one shot. So you have three flavors in one blend," he added. "I smoked three rolls this morning," he went on to tell the outlet. "You'll be able to focus at work. If you want to go to sleep, just take this, you'll be out the whole night." Denny, a 19-year-old customer who attends New York University, NYU, is pleased about the makeshift farmers market in Washington Square Park, stating, "Honestly, it's great," according to the Post. "I don't love to roll my own, so the convenience is awesome. And also the novelty of it, an open-air cannabis market in New York," Denny explained to the newspaper. "My parents went to NYU, and they had to go to Amsterdam for this kind of scene. So I was definitely born at the right time," the college student added. New York's disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation legalizing recreational use of marijuana in March, Breitbart News reported. Yet legal sales of the product have not begun and are not anticipated to start until at least 2022, according to the Post. One dealer who named his stand Doughboys Cannabis was rolling joints of a strain he called Sour Diesel on Sunday morning before setting up shop for the day, the Post reports. When a Post reporter asked him about the legality of what he was doing, he claimed, "There's no laws about it yet. This is like I'm selling tobacco." He went on to add that when they start giving out the permits, "We're gonna open up our own dispensary. It's like we're promoting the brand." The Doughboys dealer spoke highly of his illicit products, "I'm giving you the good ST. I don't just care about the selling," he told the Post. "It's my concern to have the good stuff. Quality is priority. You can smoke it right next to me." The open drug deals come after Greenwich Village residents expressed outrage over drug use, sexual activity, and crime in Washington Square Park, according to Breitbart News. Hundreds of residents in the area met with New York City police officers during an emergency meeting on June 16. "The criminality has extended to our quaint street," one unidentified woman stated at the meeting, according to Breitbart News. "From lewd acts to nudity to drugs, crack being smoked on our street, our children have witnessed people shooting up. We're going to allow the Parks Department to lead in regards to going through the park and trying to escort people out of the park during the hours of closure," NYPD Chief of Department Rodney Harrison said, according to ABC7. "Unfortunately, we've had incidents in the past that got a little contentious. If it gets to that point, that's when the NYPD will assist and step in."